We're back. Thank you for listening. Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Robert. He is one of those procrastinators that we talk about every now and again.
Well, he certainly was. He came in and kind of looked us over and decided it wasn't for him, and then returned 6 months later. And, you know, he's a highly trained professional, but I think it was really when it was making earning a living much more difficult for him that drove him back in.
Well, let's talk to him. Robert, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's fun to have you. Have you on this show. It's great.
Robert, you know, so many people who go to Dr. Yardley are dealing with significant health issues that affect their enjoyment of life. But my understanding is that you, as a dance instructor, they were also threatening your career.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very discouraging, and I'd be trying to do my work, and it'd be, like, very painful, and it just wasn't fun anymore. I felt myself staying at home more than going to work, so that wasn't going to be very productive for me. So.
No, it wouldn't. What kind of pain were you dealing with?
Oh, well, lower back pain, and when I had sneezing and coughing fits, and that would just aggravate it more. And I couldn't stand up straight. My right leg was hurting really bad. I couldn't do any of the maybe the dance things I was supposed to do. I couldn't because I couldn't twist. I couldn't do anything like that. So it really was debilitating my whole career. Basically, I was at a standstill. I mean, I was sitting there going, well, what am I going to do now? Because I was going, you know, and I'm a ballroom dancer, and I'm supposed to be moving. People are spending money, and I'm supposed to be, you know, producing something, and I'm not being able to do that.
So what other options had you tried before Dr. Yardley?
I actually went to a sports medicine doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They took an X-ray of my back, and I was in pretty serious pain then when they were doing that. I couldn't even sit there very very still for them to even work with me. And their only advice was try physical therapy, and if that doesn't work, come back and we'll discuss any surgery. So I took the physical therapy, and that worked for, you know, it was temporary. It was painful, but it was temporary, and it did relieve, you know, some of the pain for like 2 days, and it'd be kind of right back again. I'd go back there again, and I'd keep doing the stuff, and, you know, it was doing it pretty good until I ran out of the funds for the physical therapy, and then they finally just said, well, that's all they can do for you. So hopefully, you know, basically, hopefully you're doing okay. And I said, well, I'm not doing okay.
That must have been awful. So you made an appointment with Dr. Yardley.
And luckily I did, because he basically saved my career. I'm able to continue to do my work that I need to do, and I'm doing much better, and my health is way, way better than it was even before. So I got some extra benefits besides that, too. So it's been great.
Can you remember what it was that made you go see Dr. Yardley for the first time?
There was no more options. It was either surgery, which I had a couple of my friends have it, and they're doing okay, but they're still not 100%. And I thought, well, that's not really a good option. And, you know, he'd be back to Dr. Yardley anyway, because you're not going to be feeling 100% well to go forward anyways with this stuff. So I'm the one to not really like to go for the normal types of ways of doing stuff. So that basically just having the lack of options, and that kind of turned the corner for me. So I just decided to do it.
So you've seen some other changes in your health since you started.
I was dealing with kidney disease for most of my life. And for a while there, even before I saw Dr. Arby, my trends were going up, which is bad. Which was telling my doctor that, you know, you're approaching, you know, kidney transplant.
Wow, transplant. How'd you deal with that?
And I got myself all prepared for that. I had been prepared for the last 7 years, 8 years for that. But since I've been with Dr. Yardley, the levels actually have been turning the positive way and going down, and kind of, you know, baffling my doctor, because she's going, I don't know what's going on here. Your trend should be going up. I mean, not that we want you to do that, but they should be going up, but they're going down to an acceptable range where I can function and you know, avoid a transplant. I mean, I can't explain it except that the Yardley way is helping me kind of stabilize my kidney functions.
Well, that's really terrific. That's
and
sure.
I feel great. I mean, I feel better than I've ever felt than before. And that's kind of another baffling thing, because I should be, like, you know, feel tired and, you know, just
Yeah, when those kidneys go down.
I'm actually got a lot of energy. So, and the back pain's gone, too. So it's way, way better. So I've been feeling really good.
Robert, when was the last time you felt this good with your career and being able to instruct pain-free?
I mean, last time I felt this good, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago.
Wow, you're getting younger. It's
yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way. So, I mean, at times I don't, but that's good. Usually I do. I mean, maybe how much I can still do, you know, and I don't feel like I'm really limited in anything anymore. So, I mean, everything has been better. It's been great.
What would you tell others?
It does help a lot. And I would just say, just give it a try. You know, anything, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I mean, if it works, you're going to gain more than what the money you're going to spend, and it's going to be worth it, every little bit of it. So, okay, just go for it.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, Robert. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, you're great. And looking forward to the next visit.
There you go. Take care now.
You betcha. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Yardley, that is really an uplifting story with Robert, isn't it?
Truly inspiring.
Now, maybe you've been listening and you're thinking, well, maybe I'm a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Well, you got to find out, but you don't really know until you've visited. Now, don't go away. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. next, right here on AM 770 KTTH.